We think they took my puppy.
It's over now. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe, even as I sit on my bed in the dying light of the late afternoon, it's beginning again. Maybe Ms. Laverne is looking over the new class list, her finger moving down the row of names. Maybe her, she is thinking. And him. And her. But it won't be the same. It won't ever be the six of us together again. Normally, the box was empty and stuffed in the trash before our boss arrived, already full from her kale smoothie or whatever paleo-adjacent, keto-friendly, sugar-free organic breakfast food was trending. Everyone would enjoy the treat, and I'd maintain my status as popular and much-adored coworker, but the rain had other plans for my reputation and dignity that morning. My community is made up of humans, plants, and animals. I feel close to the people and pets who love me and keep me safe. I know my neighbors and the kids and grown-ups at my school.
Because the gym had no address, it was impossible to enter into a GPS. The first time Gravity tried to find it, she got lost in the housing projects in Bronzeville. Nobody she asked, the policeman, the boy on the bike smoking weed, the lady with the baby carriage, had heard of a boxing gym called Plasma Fuel, Cops and Kids. Brownsville was one of the roughest neighborhoods in Brooklyn, but Gravity was not afraid. She was tall for her age and dressed in jeans and a hoodie, and the good part about being half Dominican and half Jewish was that you could pass for different things in different places.